How can beauty be utilized in Krishna's service? It's like any other opulence. So anyone who has opulence, they are attractive. Somebody has wealth, they're attractive. Somebody has strength, they're attractive. Somebody has knowledge, they're attractive. Knowledge means basically intelligence, knowledge acquiring faculty, they're attractive. So somebody who has beauty, they're attractive. So if somebody who is beautiful, they are devotees of Krishna, they speak Krishna's message. So people are attracted. So then if they help people who are attracted to them to become attracted to Krishna. That's how beauty can be used in Krishna's service. Now, as I said, that each of these opulences can be used or they can be misused. Just as wealth, if somebody has a lot of wealth, they can use it in Krishna's service. They can do so much service to Krishna. So similarly, but wealth can also be used to dominate, to control. So like that, those who have beauty, they can use their beauty to control others. Make others dance to their tunes, so the others are captivated by their beauty. Or they can use their beauty, so those who are attracted to them, those who are attracted to them, they speak Krishna's message. And those who hear Krishna's message, they're attracted by it. So basically, you know, if we identify too much with the opulence that we have, like if I identify too much with my wealth, then what happens is, I don't have the distance and perspective to use that wealth in Krishna's message. It's mine. But if I understand this is a gift given to me by Krishna, it is with me, so let me use it in Krishna's message. So like that, beauty, those who look good. You know, actually people are attracted to those who look good. So then, if they are speaking Krishna's message, then it can attract many, many people. So basically, we use that as a means for attracting those who are attracted to us to Krishna. That's how beauty can be used in Krishna's service.